رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. In continuation of the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala we will do from ayah 32 till 44. Now from ayah 32 till 44 there is a story. Exactly the way kids are taught stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also telling stories to His servants. Let's do the summary first. So when we recite ayahs, then we will go along, inshallah ta'ala. There were two friends. Both friends were granted beautiful gardens. One of them had more than the other. The one who had more, although he had more, but he was not grateful. He made all that a symbol of pride for himself and became arrogant. Whereas the other man was grateful towards Allah who granted him all. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, he had nothing but thankfulness in his life. The summary of the whole lesson will be that worldly wealth does not harm who is thankful or grateful, but a person without patience is unable to take advantage from whatever he gets. Let's see along with the ayahs, inshallah ta'ala. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ, and put forward to them the example of two men, whom it is told to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Rajulain is tasni of rajulun, were two men. Ja'alna li ahadihima, unto one of them, jannatayn, we had given two gardens, min a'nabin, of grapes, from a'nabin, wa hafafnahuma, and we had surrounded both. What will be the root of it? Ha fa fa, like a boundary wall. Binakhlin, with date palms. Just imagine, there are so many of date palms that it feels like it is a boundary wall. Waj'alna baynahuma zar'a, and had put between them green crops, cultivated fields. It gives an imagination of extremely beautiful green garden. Kiltal jannatayni atat ukulaha, each of those two gardens brought forth its produce, meaning both had fruit in abundance. Walam tazlim minhu shay'a, and failed not in the least therein, and وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا, and we caused a river to gush forth in the midst of them. And it had running water. The place where these ayahs were revealed, due to the scarcity of water, if anyone had a running water in their garden, then they had increased value of their garden. So what happened? وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ, and he had other property or fruit. Thamarun, we use it for fruit, but it is used for every kind of fruit, like fruit of patience, fruit of labor or hard work. So thamarun is the plural of samratun. Actual word is samratun, and its plural is asmar. So, and from asmar, the plural is thamarun. You can say plural plus plural. Meaning he had too much fruit, then what happened? فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ, and he said to his companion, who was he? He was one whose garden was not so good. وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ, in the course of mutual talk. Word حَاوِرُ is from هَا وَاو رَا, talking with each other, doing a discussion. That's what it means, declaring someone's superiority on the other due to excessive wealth. It is worse when it is done to make the other person inferior. He was bragging and boasting about his wealth and said, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا, I am more than you in wealth and stronger in respect of men. Have you ever seen someone bragging? Such people are known to have acquired the wealth pretty recently. And then they brag about everything. He was showing off the same way in front of his friends. Then what happened? وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ And he went into his garden. In what state? وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ While in a state of pride and disbelief. Unjust to himself. How was he unjust to himself? Number one, by being arrogant. Number two, by giving all the credit to himself. Third injustice he did was that he had misconceptions about the day of judgment. What was it? We will see that. قَالَ مَا أَذُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا He said, I think not that this will ever perish. I do not think my garden will ever be destroyed. It will remain green and will bear fruit forever. Autumn will never come on it, and I will eat the fruit forever. وَمَا أَذُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً And I think not the hour will ever come. These are the stories of him being unjust. When people acquire too much of this world, then they start to think neither it will ever go away nor anybody can take it away. We will stop the day of judgment to come. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي Another option. And if indeed I am brought back to my Lord on the day of resurrection, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا I surely will find all better than this when I return to Him. Meaning, when I got so much here, then I will get it there too. This is the mistake many wealthy people make. Understand it. When people get so much in this world without working hard for it, so then they assume that the way they got it here, next world is no different and they will get there too. I can say that at this time, 60 to 70% Muslims are not doing righteous deeds in the same misconception. They are so peaceful inside as if they made a secret pact within themselves. That you will see, we will get it. People just scare us for nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ruthless. Na'uzubillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like that. Let alone they know how much deception they are putting themselves into. They do not know there is a huge difference between getting everything here and getting it there in the next world. Difference is that whatever we get here is for testing purpose, and whatever we will get there is to reward us. Now you are subjected to a test, then you will get something, right? Only then you will be tested upon. Let's see an example, then maybe you can understand it better. Everyone gets a question paper, but does everyone gets the gift on prize ceremony? What we will get in this world as a test paper is in the form of car, cell phone, house, etc. What we will get there is after the utilization of these things. This thing stops so many of us to do amal. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ His companion said to him, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ During the talk with him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ Do you believe in him who created you out of dust? That is your father Adam. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ Then out of nutfa, mixed semen, drops of male and female discharge. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا Then fashioned you into a man. His friend is knocking some sense into him. It also teaches us to stay with people lesser than us in wealth. And if the rich person slips, then the poor can guide and take care of him. Told him that you are denying who created you from dust? لكنه الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا. But as for my part, I believe that He is Allah, my Lord, and none shall I associate as partner with my Lord. Which kind of shirk is talked about here? Are we talking about standing by a grave and worshipping the dead? No. We will learn here that Bandai Momin was at the height of his Iman. Lakinna. Actually, it was Lakin and Ana, two words together. Lakin is but and Ana means I. For ease, both were joined together. But as for my part, I believe. I will not believe in whatever you are saying. هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. That He is Allah, my Lord, and none shall I associate as partner with my Lord. I am scared of being disobedient to my Allah. I will not associate anyone with Him. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ. It was better for you to say, when you entered your garden, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, that which Allah wills will come to pass. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power but with Allah. Meaning, you should be happy with your garden. For this, Prophet ﷺ said that if someone sees his or someone else's good thing, then he should say, MashaAllah. Then he is protected from any evil eye. And if you see, then saying, MashaAllah, breaks someone's arrogance. إِن تَرَنِ أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. If you see me less than you in wealth and children, so what? فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ. It may be that my Lord will give me something better than your garden. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. And will send on it husband, torment from the sky. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send any calamity on your garden. Any bad thing can happen which you are not thinking right now. By saying this, He is not cursing him or wishing ill for him. Instead, He is making him aware that it can happen. فَتُصْبِحَ سَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. Then it will be a slippery earth. Zalaqan is slipping of feet. The pride you take today over your lush green garden. It is quite possible that tomorrow stones might fall on it. Imam Qatada say about word husbanan that it means punishment, torment. Ibn Abbas say by husbanan it means fire. Some say it means stones. Meaning any torment, whether from sky or earth, come and can destroy your garden. Then what will happen to you? You will not be able to get anything. If this does not happen, then punishment can come from earth too. أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاءُهَا غَوْرًا. Or the water thereof, of the gardens, becomes deep, sunken underground. فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. So that you will never be able to seek it. Meaning, be aware of such punishment and you will not have anything at all. Now the friend is telling him not to boast that much. He is making him understand the situation and warning him to be scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change his mind about your garden? Then it will turn into ruins. And that's exactly what happened, what he was scared of. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. So his fruits were encircled with ruin. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ And he remained clapping his hands with sorrow. عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا Over what he had spent upon it, all of the money and hard work was destroyed. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا While it was all destroyed on its trellises, meaning whatever was in it was upside down. وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا He could only say, Would that I had ascribed no partners to my Lord. Whom did he ascribe partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Himself. He was guilty of praising himself. He made himself bigger and then he was sorry and wished he hadn't done that. But what happened? وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ And he had no group of men to help him against Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا Nor could he defend or save himself. مُنْتَصِرًا and يَنْصُرُونَ Its root word is نُون صَاد رَا Intisar is to save from tyranny, to take revenge. Nasara is help in general. That when Allah did that to him, then na'uzubillah nobody stood up to take revenge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him. And what was established? هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ There on the day of resurrection, al-walayah, protection, power, authority and kingdom will be for Allah alone, the true God. هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أُقْبًا He, Allah, is the best for reward and the best for final end. La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Here the story concluded. What was the abstract of the whole story? Whatever we learned so far is that these are two different characters. One is into this world and the other is person of deen. One is person of iman and the other is of kufr. One is arrogant while other is humble. Whoever got anything, it is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whoever got his snatched from is Allah's will. So neither wealth is good nor it's bad. Whoever made his Allah happy after receiving that wealth, then that wealth is good for him. And whoever made his Allah angry by doing bad deeds after receiving that wealth is bad for him. We will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the trials of wealth. You will see that in Surah Al-Kahf, the fitnas discussed, especially what we learn in its introduction, that these ayahs are read in order to protect ourselves from the trials of Masih ad-Dajjal. So every Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us a message. Why you act in arrogance? Why you think of yourself above all? The story of Ashabi Kahf is trial of faith, trial of iman. Now we read the second story, it is trial of wealth. Next we will see the trial of ilm, of the kingdom, of the dominance. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever ni'mah we get, it should bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not take us far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen summa ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
واضرب لهم مثلا رجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا